Chapter 28, King Hezekiah Repairs the Damage. Hezekiah came to the throne determined to save Judah from the fate that was overtaking the northern kingdom. The prophets offered no halfway measures. Only by decided reformation could the threatened judgments be averted. No sooner had he ascended the throne than he began to plan and execute. He first turned to the restoration of the temple services and solicited the cooperation of priests and Levites who had remained true. "Our fathers have trespassed," he confessed, "and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us." The king reviewed the situation, the closed temple and the cessation of services, idolatry practiced in the streets of the city and throughout the kingdom, the apostasy of multitudes who might have remained true had the leaders set a right example, and the decline of the kingdom and loss of prestige in the estimation of surrounding nations. Soon the northern kingdom would fall completely into the hands of the Assyrians and be ruined, and this fate would befall Judah as well, unless God should work mightily through chosen representatives. Hezekiah appealed to the priests to unite with him in bringing about reform. "Be not now negligent," he exhorted them, "for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him. Sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers." The priests began at once. Enlisting the cooperation of others, they engaged heartily in cleansing and sanctifying the temple. Within a remarkably short time they were able to report their task completed. The temple doors had been repaired and thrown open, the sacred vessels had been assembled and put in place, and all was in readiness for the re-establishment of the sanctuary services. In the first service held, the rulers of the city united with King Hezekiah and the priests in seeking forgiveness for the sins of the nation. Upon the altar were placed sin offerings to make an atonement for all Israel. Once more the temple courts resounded with praise. The songs of David and Asaph were sung with joy, as the worshippers realized that they were being delivered from the bondage of sin and apostasy. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of what God had done for the people, for the thing came about suddenly, RSV. God had prepared the hearts of the chief men of Judah to lead out in a decided reformatory movement, that the apostasy might be stayed. His messages had been rejected by the kingdom of Israel, but in Judah there remained a good remnant, and to these the prophets continued to appeal. Hear Isaiah urging, "Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted." Hear Micah declaring with confidence, "I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause, and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, I shall behold his righteousness." These and like messages had brought hope to many in the dark years when the temple doors remained closed, and now, as the leaders began a reform, a multitude of the people, weary of the thraldom of sin, were ready to respond. Those who sought forgiveness had wonderful encouragement offered in Scripture. "You will return to the Lord," Moses had said, "and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not fail you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers which he swore to them," RSV. And at the dedication of the temple Solomon had prayed, "When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel." By night the Lord had appeared to Solomon to tell him that mercy would be shown those who should worship there, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. These promises met abundant fulfillment during the Reformation under Hezekiah.